All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo.
Feeling like a day.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good. So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we. Zit girls.
So, how was your week?
My week was hell. Same. In a handbasket.
Same.
Work has
this
been.
This wasn't a good week for me.
Exhausting. I could tell your energy was a little low. Let me use your heart. Yes.
This was
yes,
not.
Take a deep breath. Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay, now it's therapy. Therapy for Black girls.
Yeah, it was a tough week.
Yeah, shit. I was feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
What I really need is a vacation.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A getaway.
Come on.
I've been thinking about going to Good Mom's Good Vibe Retreat.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. Yeah, it looks so
They're
nice.
They're doing a 1-week retreat in Costa Rica. All inclusive.
You know, we stand all
we
inclusive.
We stand. I was looking on their page, on their Instagram page at the Good Vibe Retreat, and you pay your money and they're giving gourmet meals with a chef girl,
yes,
goddess baths, healing workshops, plant medicine.
Yes.
Just like you can just really let go, decompress, connect with other women.
Yeah, the other like-minded women.
Other like-minded women. There's not just going to be moms there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this looks like something that I need.
Especially for the top of the year. Because I think I remember seeing it's January 31st through February 5th, right?
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah, a full week. And you know, that's a perfect amount of time.
Yeah, you can just really decompress, tap in, get your healing.
Yeah.
You know, vibe. And just take a moment to escape reality.
Especially at the top of the year like that. I feel like that would just help me.
Reset,
get refocused, recentered.
Yeah.
And they're doing a giveaway.
Enter me.
They're doing a giveaway, so I might have to do the giveaway. Hey, girls, can I do the giveaway? They're doing a giveaway. If you homegirls are interested in decompressing, going away for a week, connecting with like-minded women, you need to enter this giveaway. We'll put the link down in our show notes.
Yeah, those are homegirls. Yeah. They got some good shit cracking off right now.
All you have to do is register, follow them at the Good Vibe Retreat, and then they're going to announce the winner this Friday, the 12th.
That's a vibe.
That's easy.
As hell. Okay, I'll be entering. Go somebody go
enter.
Tag me.
I need to enter.
Yes.
Because it sounds like a vibe. They're doing all the heavy lifting, and I just got to show up.
Mm.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah.
I think it was something in the energy in the universe.
Is something going on, though?
There is a new moon in Scorpio. I don't know if that had anything to do with what the fuck was going on, but.
But the new moon is about releasing, right?
I mean, it's
about manifesting
beginnings,
bringing too.
Right.
So.
And endings, too. Beginnings and endings. But you know, Scorpio energy is kind of. It can be.
I don't like Scorpio niggas. I don't. Scorpio women, I like.
Yeah.
I like Scorpio women. Scorpio men hit different.
I don't know that many.
Scorpio men?
But I mean,
I have my share.
You had your share? You have multiple?
No, but the one I had was enough for many lifetimes.
I had one for a long time.
We're done there.
I had one for a long time.
It only takes one experience with the sign for me.
It only takes one experience with a sign for me to know how I feel about them.
Yeah. Especially if it was a negative one.
Well, now that I'm learning a little more about astrology, you got to look at the whole chart.
Because, I know you say that.
Because they, there's a lot more that plays into it.
Mm-hmm.
I never have had a man's full chart. One, I wouldn't know what I was doing.
Right.
But
in his chart, looking around,
if you did know, you could really learn a lot. You could really learn a lot if you really know what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just plug him into the pattern, co-star. What y'all say? What are you saying?
What are we saying?
I read the little things and I'm like, oh, okay, that's as far as I've gotten. And that's been a fairly recent thing because back in the day, you know, we weren't asking for birth charts. Sometimes it's just like, you like me, I like you, we're together.
And then I wonder,
what's your birthday?
Okay, question. Have you ever thought about the people you've dated in the past? Not your long-term relationship. I'm gonna turn around a little bit. Y'all see me.
Right.
Not your long-term relationship. Oh, this is a little cuter. Hopefully I feel like they can see me. Not your long-term relationship, but the guys you dated before that. Have you ever considered what their signs were and then thought about like, wow, no wonder why we weren't compatible?
No.
Okay.
I was just thinking that's young love.
No,
young.
I know, but now look at then. Now you're about to Chris go into
Brown. Young love.
No, but now when you think about it now, do you ever consider like, oh, it makes sense why we weren't compatible?
Half of them I don't even remember their.
Oh, the one and done is closed.
I don't even remember their signs. I think it was a.
I'm just
March,
curious.
Maybe a Cancer. No, I think maybe a Cancer. I don't remember. Let me see. Finance.
Do it later.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even remember their birthdays, honestly. So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. But do you? And you go back and be like, oh, you were this. That's why it didn't work out.
I had a Cancer. I had a Libra. I had
I feel like I had a Cancer. I feel like one or a Pisces. It was a Cancer or a Pisces.
I had a Cancer and a Libra. And I had those were like the main ones. The Cancer, Libra, Scorpio. Mm-hmm. But here I am now. So yeah, work was terrible, but we made it out.
Work has been overwhelming and I've made the decision on Monday that I'm gonna let them know.
Yeah, tell they asses.
That it's a lot right now.
You have to vocalize. But my week was also busy. I feel like I've been like nonstop the last like
the rolly.
Yeah. The last literal shit.
Can you talk?
The week. Did we do anything on Friday?
Well, Sunday was Halloween. Huh?
Did we do anything on Friday? Oh no, I had a pretty relaxed day on Friday. But Saturday I worked. Sunday I worked. Went out both nights. Monday, we worked?
No. You were off work on Monday.
I was off Monday. And then Tuesday, we worked a little. I went to the Laker game. Wednesday.
Work.
Thursday, went out last night. I'm like, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, it's giving full throttle.
I got to slow it down.
I was dozing off yesterday at 6:30 p.m. Child.
It was time.
I was so tired. I had only had like 4 hours of sleep. And I was going crazy. I was literally like this at 6:30.
Then you showered and went to bed?
I didn't go right to bed because I didn't want to be waking up in the middle of the night or, you know, hella early in the morning.
Yeah.
So what I actually did was went to Target, got some Ben and Jerry's. The milk and cookies.
Oh, cute.
Cookie butter vegan ice cream is
amazing.
Out of this world.
Okay.
And then I watched Married at First Sight, and then I went to bed.
Cute. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready for the weekend? Actually, nope. I'm not telling y'all about our weekend. We'll tell y'all when we come back. No. Because there's going to be like a week until they hear.
Well, we didn't tell them about last weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, jumped right into it.
So last weekend, I know, last weekend, what happened? Friday, I didn't do nothing.
Oh, my God. Now we're recalling.
Saturday, I was chilling. Halloween.
We went to the Link Up and to KC Tronada.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Yep.
It was a great weekend.
K Tronada was so good.
K Tronada is a real talent.
He's a performer.
He's a talent. Yeah. I said, wow. I was shocked. I said, oh, wow. I wasn't expecting him to
be
that good.
We've seen K Tronada so many times.
No.
At Coachella. We've seen him like twice.
I have not. I've never seen him.
Who was I seeing him with? Myself?
I have never seen
him. You
were
right there. Were you high?
Probably.
Yeah, floating on the
cloud. I don't remember seeing. I feel like that was my first time seeing him.
It was not your first time.
Well, shit, I was a vet there. That's what I should have been telling people. I've seen this act before.
This girl has seen K Tronada at least two times.
Really?
Yes, at Coachella.
Must have been on a small stage.
He wasn't on the main, but we saw him. It was when he first came out.
Girl.
I didn't know he was from Canada.
Yeah. Y'all, I'm well-traveled and well-experienced. Well, inexperienced. So sometimes things get by me, okay?
Yeah.
I forget that I do a lot of things.
Yeah, he was definitely at Coachella. I wonder when they're going to release the Coachella lineup. Maybe January.
Probably.
Who would you like to see at Coachella? One person, must have.
Damn, you put me under fire. Drake. I've seen Drake, but I want to see him again.
You think I'm saying realistically for 2022.
Frank Ocean, bring him back, make it happen. Back, yes. That's who I want to see, Frank Ocean. I've never seen Frank Ocean live, and that would be such a treat. So, yes, that's who I want to see, Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see him, too.
Yeah.
So, we're calling on Frank Ocean.
Yeah. Show up, Frank.
This weekend, we'll report back on this weekend next week.
That's what we're going to do.
Should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah. That way. What we need you all to do.
We're acting all experienced in this part of the
right.
show.
What we need you all to do is continue to leave your ratings and reviews. So y'all have been coming through. I'm not going to even hold y'all. Y'all have been coming through. We're at
1963 or 65. 69.
Yeah, we need like.
My favorite number.
But she calls me the freak. We need like 30
a little
more
freakies. Now, look, this is evidence if you're watching on YouTube that Brittany do be grabbing my hand and holding it. And then when I hold her hand a little longer, she'll be like, let my hand go. Like, damn, you was just holding my damn hand.
Anyway.
Watch on YouTube.
We only need 30 more reviews to get to our goal of 2,000 by the end of the year. So please, if you love us, take the time to pause the show. Go into Apple Podcasts. Leave your rating. Leave your review. And we'll love you forever.
Yeah, we'll live forever.
Let's read our review of the week.
Let's get it.
This one comes from Rosa O. She says, I love y'all. Doing my part because it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
But seriously, I can't tell you how much this show means to me. I discovered it at a time when I felt really lonely and unsupported. I was also stuck at a dead-end job and itching to turn my life around. Good news, I finally got a new job and I move into a new city soon. Congratulations. This is a show to listen to when you need a laugh, a sisterly conversation, or some solid advice. I can turn on this show and instantly feel the good energy and love you share. Thank you for the thoughtful conversations and bestie vibes. I'm a loyal fan now.
Mm-hmm. Stay forever. We'll be here.
We will be right here.
So glad y'all are enjoying the content. Thank y'all for your kind words.
We thrive off of them.
It's the wind beneath our wings.
It is.
It really is the wind beneath our wings. You know what else is the green in our pockets? The patrons.
Period.
Patreon is our exclusive membership community where we have a bunch of bonus extra goodies content. If you love this show, you're going to love what's over on Patreon. We actually just recorded a really, really great insightful episode with our good homegirl, Ty, and her ex-boyfriend, ex-lover, who's now her
friend.
Her ex-romantic partner, who's now her platonic lover.
Yeah, so that's the name of their show, Platonic Lovers Pod. You can find them on major podcast platforms. Mm-hmm. But we had a intimate conversation with the two of them. So if you want to hear that, please go over on Patreon.
Yeah, you'll love it.
We also did our audio our affirmations.
So who are our patrons this week?
Our patrons this week are, drumroll please. Okay, Shirtavian.
Hey, girl.
Tay.
Hey, Tay.
Maya.
Hey, Maya.
Shazelle.
Hey, Shazelle.
And Letty.
Hey, Letty. Welcome to the gang.
Welcome, y'all.
It's
we
good
love
to
y'all.
Have y'all.
We appreciate
over there.
Y'all.
Yeah. So, last week's episode, we got real deep. Another intimate conversation. We wrapped up our dating series and we chatted about feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
Cultivating it, tapping into that divine womanly goddess.
By that title, you can tell we're going to be doing a little bit of reading of ourselves, mm-hmm. of each other.
Yeah, the library is open.
It's time to be read.
Purr.
So we're starting off this week with that series. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like you've been in a space where you're like, I will feel better when blank.
Mm-hmm.
I'll feel better when I quit this job. I'll feel better when I
get my body together.
When I get my body together, I feel better when it's a never ending cycle. It'll be like, I feel better when I get a nigga. Get mm-hmm. a nigga.
I feel better when we get married.
Right. I feel better when we
buy a house.
Right. I feel better when we have a baby. I feel better when it's just like
nonstop.
Do you ever really feel better?
Yeah.
Do you ever really feel better? You're stuck in a cycle of when I obtain this,
I will get or I will feel. Yeah. That's true.
And this can be a hamster wheel.
It is. It's like a cycle for sure.
Yes.
It's like you get it and then you forget that you even wanted it. Or and you act like you had it the whole damn time.
There's a full definition for this.
Give it to me.
Let me read it to y'all. There's a definition for this. Hold on, queens. Okay. So, it is called a syndrome. I feel better when syndrome. It's the belief that you only attain happiness and joy when you do something specific, obtain something of value, or experience a particular life event.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I can see how that can be kind of depressing because there are those moments, those milestones, these achievements, accomplishments. But for the most portions of our day-to-day lives, we're just going through the motions.
Yeah. Progressing very incrementally.
Yeah.
Baby steps. You know, I actually had this feeling when I was thinking about my car. Because I'm already thinking about like getting out of it. And it's just like, oh, I can't wait to get this next car.
Mm.
You know, it's this.
I felt like that too.
Yeah.
As soon
and
as
I don't know if it's because we have a lease where it's just like, I already know I'm getting about this motherfucker. So
getting
I'm
getting something new.
Sights are on something
getting
else.
Getting something new.
But I think that I was kind of struggling with the idea of deciding not to lease. Because I was like, damn, then I'm gonna be committed to this car and this whole like idea of getting something new just goes away. And then I'm like, just like this lack of satisfaction. There's
That's
always
what
this
it is.
Taste
it's always
for something
a lack
new.
Of
new, more. Oh, you know, like a constant level up.
Right.
Yeah.
I've I feel had that like feeling. I feel like I've had this feeling a lot of times. One time in particular. Is with the podcast. Like in the beginning, we didn't have this feeling. Maybe because it was like such a hobby and something that we were just doing with no real, I don't want to say without intention, but without real goal in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, we got 50 downloads this week. Mm-hmm. We got 60 downloads this week. Just pure excitement and joy.
Yeah.
But as soon as the mindset shifted into these are the goals we want to reach, this is now a business. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't wait until we reach 1,000 downloads. I can't wait until we reach 100,000 downloads. We say we can't wait until we reach it, and then it just be like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like you never even
water
were
on
trying
a duck's
to get
back.
It. It's like we were. Although I feel like with this space, with our office, I haven't gotten that feeling. Like, oh, now it's time to do this. Now it's time to get that. I'm like very happy with the space, and this is probably one of those areas of contentment where it's just like I'm happy that we're here. Of course, you're always thinking about what's new, what's next, but not so much to where it takes over the present thought of like, but it's nice.
Right.
Probably because I like the way we did it.
We really did it on. We need to do a tour.
We really did it on.
Because
it's
you
super
guys only
in
see
here.
Like this view mm-hmm. if you're watching on YouTube.
Yes.
Shameless plug. But it's really cute in here.
It is. It's cute. And I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us too.
back to this, I do feel that way. I feel that way often. I'm pretty sure y'all do. The body, the job, the bag. The bag for sure. With the podcast, y'all, it's always about like a bigger bag. What else can we tap into? We'll be
like, I remember years ago when we'd had zero ads. We were like, we can't wait till we secure ads. All these other podcasts have ads. We need to be getting ads. Mm-hmm. We started getting ads consistently. We need the big bag.
Yeah.
We need the big bag.
Yeah,
ads.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's like, actually, we need to be funding two salaries.
Yes. No, that's real, though.
That is real. That is real. But it takes us out of our current joy. And it makes us have this whole comparison thing. Because just like you said, we see all these other people getting this. We see all these other people getting that. Looking around. I'm right. Looking around at what you got. What you got. What you around. Got. You feel me?
Looking like
and
not that.
Looking at my own plate.
And also just never feeling content.
Yeah.
So the goal is, how can we find this contentment? How can we be... And that doesn't mean that we're not striving for more.
Mm-hmm.
Never that. Because I don't not like yet. Being stagnant. Like, I do like to accomplish more. But I don't want to let the future distract me from the present to where I can't fully enjoy what's happening in the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then what happens then? It passes by and we love to look back.
Yeah.
Like, say, dang, I remember we were just doing that with my hair.
I know.
I'm always doing something. And then being like, dang, why I do that?
Yeah.
But... No, real talk, though. If we don't learn how to be present, we miss so much. And then we try to backtrack and relive. And it's like, you weren't even living in it when it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You were just talking about when this happens, when that happens.
We love to reminisce. We love to reminisce.
On the love we have. Was that Mary J?
Yes. Let's make the time tonight.
Hey.
Yes, of course.
Reminisce on the love. Yes, we love to do that.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's like, back in the day, you remember when? You remember when? The time is now. What's holding you back?
Yeah, that the time is now.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado. We really need to work on being more present. On a scale, on there's 100%. What percentage do you think you're present? Real talk, evaluate, think about it.
Probably 70%. Probably 70%.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. You think you're present 70% of the time?
You don't?
I don't know.
I think so because
I'm not even.
No, you are not. Like, yeah, between 60 and 70% because 70 probably. I enjoy a lot of what I have right now, but I am always thinking, not always. I think about what's next. How can we get to the next step? Next step. Sometimes I don't even know the steps to get there, bitch. I'm just be looking like, how I get over there?
She'd be looking like, how we get to that step? Yeah. And that's when I come in like, okay, this is how we can do.
Exactly that. Right. So a lot of times I do think about what the future holds, right? How do we get there? What's the next thing that we're going to do?
This girl talking about 70%. Stop jump stopping you dead in your tracks. You'll be so far in the future. I can't wait until I say.
Okay, fine. She got
me. I can already
see. Okay,
well,
hold me accountable. Here's her holding my hand again.
Oh, shit.
Hold me accountable.
She be far.
No, it's okay. I like it.
Right.
Okay, I do be ahead. I do be ahead.
Let's think about it. Let's bring it back to relationships because this is where we can explain this shit the most. It's so easy to talk about relationships.
Yeah, it is.
You meet someone and you're already in the future.
Yeah.
Me I can
and
see
you.
I can
see. Name our carved in trees.
I could see us.
Uh-huh.
Already
holding hands.
That's not being present. It's not even thinking about what's happening right now. It's thinking about what you can see in the future.
You are right. I do, child. I done already.
Then you get into the relationship. Yeah. Then you really can see those future plans. Like, okay, so when is the day? When is it coming?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Always in the future.
Yeah. Rings have been sent. I want.
Not
this.
Saying that those conversations don't need to take place. There does need to be some talks of the future, like. Cause mm-hmm. When you're building,
but you can't be living there by yourself.
You can't be living there.
By yourself. Everybody here and you way up there.
Way over there, yeah.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I like to bring y'all with me. I'm like, let me take you to my vision. Let me take you where
the vision board.
I had to take Andres to my future plan. I said,
especially if he's going to be the one setting it up.
Period.
What the fuck?
I said, here's the play. This is actually what I want. And he's like, okay, cool. So yeah, I do be in the future. Okay, fine. 80% of the time I be there.
In the future?
Yeah.
I said, how much do you be in the present?
Oh, in the present. Okay. So yeah, 60%. I would say 60%.
Okay.
60. And I always be thinking about, yeah, when we get a big bag, how we're going to look, how we're going to feel, the things we're going to do. yeah, I do. I'm like, ooh, look at this. Look at this. It's going to be
us. And you know what? It's really nothing wrong with thinking about the future. It's the whole I'll feel better when.
Yeah.
Discrediting the present and not feeling good in the moment because you're so focused on that time. Like when I get there, then I'll feel better. Mm-hmm. Feel better now.
And that's what you got
to
do.
Feel better now. Like you can still aspire to be in those places, but feel better now because it's not going to be something miraculous that's going to happen. We think it is, but most of the time it's not. You're just going to get there and be feeling the damn same and be like, well, now I gotta.
Yeah. Do you recall a time where you actually was like, man, I gotta get this so that I can feel better?
I'm trying to think of an exact example.
And if you did, like, how did you shift your perspective around being like, fuck it? I think I feel that way about my body. I'm just like, this actually the body I, every summer, every winter I say I'm going to get my body together. And then every spring, summer, it still be the same. And then that's when I come to a place of acceptance. Here, this is the body we're working with. I'm like, fuck it. Fuck it.
I've definitely had that thought about my body. Like when I reach my gym goals, ooh, watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut this shit down.
So then how do you combat that?
I don't think I've ever actively worked to combat it. I just have acknowledged that I never did the work to shut the shit down. So I just be like, what the fuck did you thought? You never did.
There was no deserving.
You never did it.
There was no deserving. Okay. Makes sense. Makes sense.
So have you? You said the body too.
Yeah. My body.
Yeah.
And then I guess I'd be accepting like you actually didn't do any work over the winter. So you got to live with what you have right now.
Speaking of the gym, random tangent. The fact, the amount of money that came out of my account for gym fitness this week.
Oh, yeah.
The class pass, the annual fee, and then the monthly gym. And yeah. I haven't stepped foot in there. I said, this got to change or it needs to be taken off the agenda because I'm just throwing out money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was $130.
Absolutely not. I would have called. This is what I would have did. Call ClassPass, tell them I am in a financial hardship and I did not know that my membership was going to be reactivated. Is there any way this can be refunded?
No, you know what I said? I said,
using the classes?
I need to go work out anyway.
Okay.
Even though those are more.
Yeah. Those are more like boutique-y. Yeah, the one-off. It's not meant to sustain a workout. Okay, so I only asked if you have these specific feelings so that we can provide some tips, because you know that's what we do here. So if you ever experience yourself.
I have them all the time.
Okay.
I'm thinking about one that was really constant was like when this pandemic is over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the disappointment because the pandemic was looking never ending.
Yeah.
So I had to like get out of the mindset of stop waiting for the pandemic to be over to do what you need to do. Like just get to it. Find a way to adapt, make adjustments. And still make shit happen because I would have been sitting still for 2 years.
That was a good example because we all were feeling that way. We all were, you know, and you had to pivot. You had to do something.
I mean, we had to acknowledge that we were in a pandemic, but were we supposed to just be stuck for 2 years doing absolutely nothing?
Hell no.
And then saying, I'll feel better when?
When it's over because the days were looking bleak. And dark, y'all. There was nothing.
I was stuck. I was sick.
Yeah, yeah.
In the beginning.
Yes. So, a tipiana for you all, for us, is to remember to start small, right? Build your way up to a larger accomplishment. When you're thinking about big aspirations, break that shit down. And as you accomplish the little baby steps to getting to the bigger picture, savor it. Right? It's like, oh, we got here. Like this office, for example. It's like,
I'm looking around.
Now we're the Uncle Phil. I mean, the Will Smith, you know. It's like being here. This, of course, is a stepping stone. But the bigger picture might be a larger space or whatever it looks like, right? Some state of the art technology. Who knows?
Right.
But in the meantime, this was an accomplishment. This was a big to do on our
whiteboard,
our list of things that we want and things that we are aspiring towards. And to have it, it's like, it's no small thing.
It's not.
It's a big deal. So when you accomplish something, give yourself a pat on the back, give yourself some kudos, like, girl, you did that. Relish in it for a little bit. That's what I would think to do.
I agree with that.
You know?
I agree with that. Another tip is to shift your perspective and manage your self-talk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we're in these cycles, we're like, I'll feel better when, and our imaginations are running wild and we're comparing ourselves to other people. I feel better when I'm small like her. I'll feel better mm-hmm. when my hair is long like that. I'll feel better when I get this job, that. No. Like, manage the self-talk. Like, how are you talking to yourself? Are you bashing yourself? Like, oh my God, I don't like this. I don't like that. And I need to get that so that I can feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're talking like that, then you really need to shift your perspective. And we really have to stop comparing ourselves, because
that's the T right there. You don't even really be knowing what's going on in other people's lives. You don't know.
And everybody has their own journey.
Yeah.
And what you're aspiring from, when you're aspiring for, when you're comparing yourself, that might not even be for you. That's not, might not even be what you're supposed to be going after.
And that's on purpose.
That's why we got to
tap in with the self. Listen to what we want, to what we're supposed to be doing here.
Yeah.
What's your assignment?
Right. I understand.
Understand it. Exactly.
Yes. Thinking about if your thoughts are helpful or harmful. Mm-hmm. That will help you shift.
I like it.
Really assess it. Because sometimes they are helpful when we're thinking, you know what? I need to get on my shit.
Yeah.
I need to tap in. I need to be pushing a little harder. But sometimes they're riddled with harm.
Yeah. Another tip, similar to the first tip, is really enjoying the process. Not being so focused on the destination and remembering that this is all a journey, right? Think about how you feel like exercising, right? We want our bodies to be banging. That's the definite destination, is banging body. But something to consider is, how do you feel as you're getting to the banging body, right? Like, my heart feels stronger.
What's your motivation?
Yeah, or even just like getting up makes me feel invigorated. I have a better start on my day. It's like, how do you feel as you're getting to the end destination, the end goal? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really taking in the journey and being aware mm-hmm. of the whole process.
Yes.
Not just being hyper-focused on the end goal.
Yeah, and even bringing it back around to relationships. Although you might be ready to be in a relationship, you want to be in a relationship, there's a lot that can happen in the process before you get the man. It's like the self-work, the self-worth, leaning in, taking yourself on dates, really enjoying your single woman time, leaning into your femininity, learning how to be a better partner. All that's a part of the journey. So when you get to the destination, you're so much stronger.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's very important. And then when you're in it, because once you're in some stuff, you really be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, oh shit, this done got real. Yeah. It'd be real. So yeah. Be mindful. Another tip is to remember that you are not a self-improvement project.
Yeah.
This is important because
love to do a fixer-upper.
Right. And you can become so hyper-focused on self-improvement. And sometimes you're reading all these books, right?
Yeah.
Listening to all these podcasts, watching videos, and never take the time to apply what you're getting, the information you're learning. Application is important. We can't just be taking in, and then skipping over the application step. Mm-hmm. Also, you are not a project. Like, you can do it incrementally. Like, learn some shit.
Implement.
Make sure you're retaining what's being learned. It's not just reading all the damn books that are recommended and then wondering why, nothing's really changed here.
Yeah.
Nothing's really changed here. And giving yourself some grace. You're not broken.
Yes, come on, grace. I love grace.
Give yourself some grace. If you're beating yourself up and feeling like you have to fix every single thing about you, that can be kind of overwhelming.
Hell yeah. It's like, girl, you are good.
Yeah.
Learn to leave good enough alone. That's what the old folks say.
Right.
Leave it alone. But another tip, speaking of good enough alone, is to maximize what matters. So this would be understanding that, yes, there's opportunity, or yes, you might be doing well, but there's still opportunity for excellence, right? That things are good, but they could be great. Leaning into your pursuits.
Right.
There's room for you. There's duality. There's room to do both. It's room to be like, I love where we are here. I can accept this. This is great. But there's something else that we're working towards. The issue is beating yourself up along the working towards. and dragging yourself down and right. not feeling good about where you currently are or being grateful for where you currently are, because that is also something. A mind and a heart of gratitude brings more into your atmosphere, your awareness, your environment. So yes, we love it here, but we want to love it over there too.
Right.
Big bags bussing.
But it's the way that we get there yes. and the thoughts that we have on the way there.
Yes.
That makes sure that we enjoy the journey mm-hmm. instead of fucking crawling.
Yeah.
We could be walking.
Exactly.
With our heads up. Now I'm over here dancing talking about with our heads up. With our heads up.
It's kind of like a Coachella or a festival experience.
The way we float through there?
We float, baby.
Or what do you mean?
I'm just thinking like enjoying life like a festival or like a lineup of a bunch of a good artist that you want to see, and the headliner is at the end of the day. Like, if you really go to festivals, exactly. you don't just pull up at the headliner. Like, it's a buildup. There's a lot of momentum throughout the day. It's like you go, they have, of course, smaller acts that you might want to see, and the acts progressively get bigger, but you go, you have a good time, you make your way, you gradually get to.
And you're equally excited headliner. At each.
Yes.
So, like, it's like earlier in the day, we're going to see Don Toliver, then we're going to see.
Whoever else. It just gets
Anderson better. Pack, we're going to see Megan. Then we're going to see Frank.
That's really what it does.
And we're not thinking about Frank when we're seeing Don Toliver. We're enjoying Don Toliver.
Because Don Toliver is just as good for right now.
Right.
And eventually we're going to get to Frank and Kendrick and
I
Megan.
Liked how you did that.
Yeah, we're going to get there. But we're enjoying all the music and everything that comes in between.
So what do you think something, we gave those tips, but what are you personally doing to stay present? One thing.
It's this one thing that got me. Why are we like this? If you're watching on YouTube, then you see that it wasn't planned at all. It's just innate, y'all.
One thing.
One thing I'm doing is really, this sounds cliche, but reminding myself that I've been wanting and waiting to get to this point. Whatever that is, right?
And now you're here.
With the podcast. Yeah, it's in my relationship at work. Like, I wanted to be here so bad at one point. I wanted to be making what I make. I wanted to be driving what I drive. That's what I thought about the other day. I'm like, yeah, I want another car. I'm going to get another car. But right. nigga, I'm in a great car. And like, I wanted to, 2 years ago, I dreamed of driving this kind of car.
Right.
And now here I am. I wanted a great relationship and partnership. And now I have that. So I'm trying to, and it's an everyday struggle, but keeping myself in gratitude, that's what I'm doing. Expressing gratitude for my current situation while still having a desire for what I know
even
I deserve
more.
Because Ooh. God has made promises to me, and that's it. He's made promises to his daughter. I don't know what he told y'all, but he's made a promise here and he's keeping it.
Period.
What about you?
I have been practicing being present by feeling all of the feelings when they come.
Mm. Come on, Snow. Ooh, those feelings.
I know. I know. Because sometimes I could just like brush them off or just try to get past it to move on. Mm-hmm. But I feel like feeling the feelings really helps me be present because it's like, this is just how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. And is that challenging for you?
No.
Oh.
It's gotten easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. Would you consider yourself a feeler?
Yeah, I'm a feeler.
Deep feeler?
Deep feeler. I feel things.
I mean, I'm not saying you don't, Tim Man.
I feel. I would consider myself a normal amount of feeler. You know, like I'm not super intense, mm-hmm. but I'm also not stone cold. Yeah, I'm just in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They don't fully consume me, but I be feeling shit like... I feel something.
She felt what she felt.
I feel something.
Okay, I like that. So, that's good advice.
Yeah, that helps me be present because it's like in the present moment, this is what the fuck is going on. This is how I feel.
Yeah.
And we're just going to accept it and then we're going to get past it and then that's it.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a goodie. It's a goodie. It's really a practice, like everything in life.
It is.
Mindfulness, self-awareness, being present, gratitude, it's all a practice.
Yeah, and we have some more tips that we can share on how you can be present each day.
Yeah.
Celebrate the joys. Pat yourself on the back. Something happens, even if it's small, mm-hmm. we are going to be happy. Every time a rating and a review comes in, literally one, we be happy.
Yeah.
Each time we secure a brand deal, we be fucking happy.
You do. Celebrate yourself.
And we do celebrate ourselves. Go out.
Girl, honey.
Cocktail.
There's never a time that we aren't celebrating. We'll make up some shit to celebrate. We're actually celebrating that we made it through the week. Okay? We're always celebrating. I will say that about our friendship. We celebrate some
we
shit.
We do.
Nothing gets missed.
Nothing gets missed. Wow.
We had an extra download. Right.
Drinks? Should we go for drinks?
There's always a reason for a drink. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Should we go out to celebrate? Because yes. You know we just...
Exactly. We just got another rating.
Yes.
Let's head on out. I'll drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another way you can be more present is identify the moment and be there completely, like Brittany mentioned. Mm-hmm. Feeling the feels. Take it one moment at a time. Whatever it is, if it's really hard, if it feels really good, if it sucks, if you're really sad, just feel it.
Yeah. Another way is to make mindfulness a practice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we subconsciously ignore our feelings because we're so busy. We have so much going on. So you have to set aside time to really be mindful and tap in, go inward and be like, oh, that's when shit will come up. Not saying it has to be super long. It mm-hmm. can be like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, meditation, guided meditation, just sitting down, carving out the time to just sit still. Then you'll be like, there's something here.
There is something.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Practice mindfulness.
And be okay with not having all the answers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a lot of the times we just don't know what the fuck is going on. And that's okay. That is really okay. You don't know when you're going to get this. You don't know when that's going to come.
You don't know.
Just do the work and you will be guided in the right direction. But that is really what drags us.
Because we don't know. That's why we really don't need to be stuck in this cycle, because mm-hmm. you don't know when the end of it will be. Yeah. So you're saying, when I get better, I'll feel better when, and you don't even know when is going to come.
Yeah.
Think about it.
There it is.
We're also listening to our bodies. That's a part of being present. My back has been hurting me. Mm-hmm. Remember when I was having those issues?
Have you laid on your mat? Lay yourself on your mat.
That's what I need to do. I need to lay on my mat.
Lay yourself on your mat.
My acupressure mat.
Lay on
it. And then I need to get a massage.
Yes. Reduce your distractions, queens. Take your social media breaks. That comparison, sucking up your time. If it's niggas, if it's bitches, cut them off. Reduce the distractions. Right? We're going to focus on where we are when we're there. And that also comes with, if you're out with your homegirls or doing your thing, leave all that other shit behind you. Leave them kids at home.
One day we're going to go to dinner and we're not going to be on our phones at all.
Let's do it on Sunday. We're going to.
Oh, yeah.
We're capturing something, but we're not going to be doing anything else. It'll be on the gram. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah.
but we're not going to be doing any extra stuff.
Right.
Any extra stuff.
Okay. So. Yes. I think that's it for this week. We are getting out of this cycle. Feeling short better now instead of when.
Because the feelings are due now. Not later. You know what? If y'all want to hear, I'm pretty sure y'all seen that, but we'll put it in our story so y'all know, y'all have a reference point of where the video is coming from, where that saying is coming from.
Right. We'll let y'all know.
It'll be so good.
Okay, y'all. We will talk to you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.